Hey, it's Lauren. Thank you so much for listening to The Afterlife. Enjoy the episode. This episode has been sponsored by my business, Lauren Grace Inspirations. I'm a business and life mentor, a workshop facilitator, a soul-led entrepreneur, and host of The Afterlife podcast. I'm passionate about supporting people like you through transformative courses, mentorship, and trainings so that you can live the life that you choose. I love all things time management and helping the people that I work with to master their mindset. I truly believe that life is a precious gift, and when we can learn to be at one with our thoughts, when we can learn to love ourselves, control and master our time, we really can live an extraordinary life. I have a whole bunch of free offers on my website, and I strongly encourage you to go and check them out. I'd love to keep in touch with you. You can find me over at Lauren Grace Inspirations on all the socials, as well as laurengraceinspirations.com. And I strongly encourage you to sign up for my newsletter. 2 times a month, at least, I send a positive newsletter that's all about helping you to live the best life possible. I always include a card of the day, a business or a strategy tip, and I also include a spiritual lesson. I would love to have you join me, and I'd love to join you on your journey. Thank you and enjoy the episode. Hello, Lauren Grace here, and welcome to the Afterlife podcast, flying solo today. Yeah, it's been a while, I feel like, since I've done a solo episode, actually. Lots of reasons for that. I've been busy. I've had some incredible guests, and that's pretty much it. But I'm really happy to be here today. On the show, I'm going to be talking about the concept of divine timing, biting off more than you can chew, stepping into love, and the importance of raising your vibes. And I also want to let you know about my new online challenge, which is called Master Your Mindset, or maybe it's not new, depending on when in time you're listening to this episode. Master Your Mindset is a 21-day challenge to help you to grow in confidence. And every single day, I take you through a new practice, a new technique. I give you tips and tricks to really assist you in clearing your energy and looking at your inspiration around you and see how that's taking you towards the person you want to be and getting clear on the kind of life that you want to lead, in decluttering, in letting go, in the practice of forgiveness, in finding joy. So it's a really powerful challenge. I've had some people tell me that it's just changed their life and they're not even done it yet. So I really hope that you will join me in that challenge. So again, you can find all the details over at laurengraceinspirations.com. All right, I know I would like to start today with a card. So I'm going to pull, I was just looking at my decks and I was like, what should I bring out today? It's funny, I've got two magical unicorn decks. One of them is from Doreen Virtue. One of them is from Diana Cooper. And I'm going to pick one from Doreen Virtue now. So you can probably hear in the background, little shuffle. By the way, I've recently discovered apple cider vinegar in sparkling water is one of the most delicious drinks ever. So if you're looking for something that's good for you and delicious, I highly recommend it. So today's card is, and this is a card, you know, just sort of a general theme from Source. See what Spirit wants us to know today. Okay. And it's the Healer card. And it says, you have the power to help and heal others. And when we see this card here, we see this beautiful, she sort of looks like a fairy. She's covered in a green light that's glowing, and she's taking care of a unicorn that looks like it needs a little bit of additional support. So when we want to get some assistance as well with healing, we can of course call in our unicorns, but we can also call in beautiful Archangel Raphael, who comes in with his green light, really helps us. One of the things that I think is really important to remember is that as we heal on our own journey, we also heal others too, right? It's sort of that idea is when we allow our light to shine brightly, that we encourage others and and almost give other people the permission to do the same. And I don't mean like saying, hey, like, here's the permission. You have permission to shine your light. It's more about the subliminal messages that we're sending out to other people, which is that it's okay to be who you are and to shine brightly and to speak your truth. And so I think that when we're looking at a healer card, it's a lot about understanding that you have the ability to heal others by also just healing yourself. So it's not necessarily insinuating that you have to go out and do Reiki or healing touch or heal other people, but where can you look for situations in your own life to heal and to resolve? And, you know, as I'm sharing that with you, I'm really drawn to one of the points that I wanted to talk to you about today, which is stepping into love. And I was going to talk about this later, but you know, spirit, they're like, girl, we're going to talk about it right at the top because that's just how it goes. So I think that one of the things that, okay, that's really interesting that I just said that. I interviewed this fantastic woman yesterday named Sheila Marie. She's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks. And one of the things that she was talking about in that show is really removing, I think, from our mind, because when you are channeling spirit, for example, and I'm sort of paraphrasing her idea here, but I'll bear with me. I'll explain a little bit and then you can go and listen to that episode when it's live. So when you're channeling spirit, we basically have almost two brains. So we have sort of the human mind, right, which is a big part of our ego, all of our thoughts and stuff. And then we have the other part of our mind, which is our higher awareness. I've heard, you know, one of my guests, Kathy, she was talking about it in terms of the deeper self, which I love that, the deeper self, the higher self, the soul, right? And so when we're aware that we almost have these two minds, and you may notice it for yourself, actually, where maybe there's been a situation in your life where Eckhart Tolle uses this example in his book, where he talks about there was this woman and her son had just died, and she had this moment of incredible peace. For a moment, right, where he had died and there was this peace in the room, and then all of a sudden her mind kicked in and then the wailing started and all that kind of stuff. But there was this moment there where there was this higher awareness that sort of took over. And so when I was talking with Sheila, she was talking about how when we say things like I think and we bring that into the conversation, we're not really operating from the higher self, the deeper self mind. And it's funny because I wanted to bring that up with you, because as soon as she brought that up in the conversation, I started noticing when I was saying it. I started noticing when I was bringing, you know, up, I would be like, oh, I think da da da, right? And I go, oh no. And I felt that I really wanted to correct it. And so even now when I did that just then with you, I really wanted to correct it right away. So that's why I'm speaking on that. But one of the things that happens to me at times is I go into fear or uncertainty or worry, right? And I've kind of just been reminded recently about how powerful I am, how powerful you are, how our worries and our fears, you know, they're thoughts really, and they pretend to be important, but they're not true, right? And this is a lot of stuff that I cover off as well, Master Your Mindset Challenge. The thing is that when we are in fear, when we are sitting in anxiety or sitting in worry, you know, one of my teachers, Bernadette, she talks about cuddling the anxiety, cuddling that sort of feeling, giving it nurture, nurturing it, loving it. And we forget sometimes that we are choosing to sit in fear and anxiety and worry when we don't actually have to do that. We can instead choose to step out of it. And it does take practice and it takes progress, and progress, you know, practice makes progress. And, you know, I love the idea of how when we remember that we have that power to shift that we can, in fact, shift it. Mel Robbins talks about in one of her books the idea of, you know, how when we worry and stuff like that, we think about, you know, oh, what's going to happen? This could happen. This could go wrong. And da, da, da. For me, very often when I have an anxiety, when I feel anxiety, it's very often because I'm projecting into the future and I'm worried about what could go wrong, right? And I love how Mel reframes the idea. Number one, she reframes the idea of when you have anxiety to tell your mind that you're excited. Instead of going, oh, I'm anxious, you know, you go, oh my God, I must be so excited. I am so excited about something, right? And kind of telling our body, hey, we're not feeling worried, we're not feeling anxiety, we're feeling excitement. So giving it that new narrative. And she also talks about the concept of what if it all works out? What if it all works out? And I just absolutely love that because I think, there we go again, I feel I am, I'm insert, you know, what I'm supposed to say here, but what if it all works out? And so I want to choose, and I am choosing love instead, stepping into love and not fear and worry. And it's almost that when it happens, it's acknowledging that there's this maybe scared small part of ourselves, which is unsure and which wants to stay safe and stay protected. But for us to go to the next level, for us to step into our power, we have to take new steps forward. We have to try new things. We have to learn new stuff. We have to let things go. And so when we go, you know what? I want to step into love instead, or I want to see this through the eyes of love. And I've talked about it a bit on the show, and I released an episode recently, just a little mini episode, which is about, you know, that idea of seeing through the eyes of love. But when we can say, I'm going to see the situation through the eyes of love, or I want to feel love, or you could even do, you know, an exercise where you just think about where you feel the love for all the people in your life. You know, your animals, your partner, your husband, your wife, your friends, your family, your children, you know, where you feel that love and you just sit and you just marinate in that feeling. And when you choose to do that, you're choosing to be conscious of the here and the now moment. And when you're choosing to be conscious in the here and the now moment, what you're actually allowing yourself to do is to not overthink things that aren't real, that haven't happened yet, that don't matter because they're not here in the now moment. So it's an emotional feeling in a way. It's almost like you feel a sense of release and allowing yourself to, yeah, I hear that. You know, spirit saying to me, put down the oars in a way, right? Put down the need to feel that you have to paddle all the time. Abraham Hicks teaches about paddling upstream, right? You know, going against the current almost, paddling. And I think that when we remember, and believe me, every time I say I think, I'm hearing that. So I'm really sorry if you're noticing that as well. It's probably annoying. I'm wanting to recorrect them, and then I'm going, oh yeah, but if I keep recorrecting, it's going to be the longest episode in the world because I'm working on a new habit right now, and I don't want to have to work on my new habit with you. But anyway, so when we're paddling upstream, you know, we're kind of going against the current, right? We're going against the flow. We're making things a little bit more difficult. And when we can go, you know what, I'm going to relax. Let's do that breath together. In through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Feels so good. When we can just put down the oars and go, you know what? I'm going to relax. I'm going to hand this over to God. I'm going to hand this over to my team. I was talking with one of my sisters today, my sister from another mister. I don't have any blood sisters. And we were talking about the idea how when we feel that we need to do everything ourselves, it's because on some level we don't trust God to handle it, or we don't trust that God's going to handle it in the way that we want it done. And I don't know about you, but whenever I've turned any situation over to spirit, over to source, over to my angels, my higher self, my deeper self, it's all worked out exactly as I dreamed it, even better. So where are you getting in your way? And when I say that, I'm also saying that to myself, you know, Lauren, where are you getting in your way? And I go, I'm getting in my way when I worry about the future, when I choose to be scared and small, when I'm afraid of things that aren't real, that aren't happening, that aren't here in the now. I feel like that was pretty heavy. I'm trying to think to myself, have I said enough on the subject, or do we need to change topics, or can I allow that to just sit and resonate with you and see how you feel about it? So on that topic, I want to leave you with this thought. our angels, our spirit guides, God, insert whatever you want, right? I use it all the time. I flip them around. Cannot interview without our help. So we want to bring them into the conversations. So can you look at inviting in your own life, your guides, your team, just saying, hey, help me out, you know? I don't think I've told you this before, but I did a meditation a little while ago and I had a therapist show up in my meditation, and my therapist was Jesus. And we just sat and talked. And it was just kind of like I want to talk about an unfurling, or like a letting go, like an unleashing, but not an unleashing, because I feel that word kind of has this, you know, it's sort of a heightened word. It was like a releasing. Thank you. It was a releasing. And it's so beautiful to just go, you know, I'm just going to hand this over. I've talked about this one in the show before, but you know, Florence Scovel Shinn, she's such an incredible writer. Was such an incredible writer, is, you know, depending on how you want to look at it. And, you know, I cast over my burdens to the Christ light within and I go free. Or even I hand this situation over to God and I let go. Or I hand the situation over to the universe or to spirit or whatever and I let go. And, you know, when you kind of clench your fists and then you open them, you go, I let go. It's as though you're allowing yourself to just go, you know what? I'm just going to take a step back here. I'm just going to get in my boat. I'm going to go with the current. I'm going to chill out. And I'm going to let spirit take it from here. So that brings us in nicely, I think, to divine timing. A gentle reminder that things happen when they're meant to and not always when we think they're supposed to, right? So, for example, I'll use this example. In my business, I was running some Facebook ads to my Master Your Mindset Challenge, right? And I didn't realize that there was a little bit of a technical breakdown. So without getting all nerdy into the tech stuff, a step wasn't happening the way that it should have automatically. So I missed a thing. I missed a couple of little steps. And so when my ads weren't performing as well, and you know, Facebook ads, it takes a minute to sometimes figure out how they're supposed to work and resonating with the audience and all that kind of stuff. But when I went, oh, my Facebook ads aren't working right now, I need to go back to the drawing board, you know, look at the messaging or the graphics or whatever, I realized there was this technical breakdown. And so I went, oh, well, that's why that didn't happen. I've talked about it on the show before, but it's, you know, where in your life is something that you're wanting to bring about, maybe not happening in the way that you wanted it to? Is there something that kind of needs a bit of refinement in the background? Something that needs a little bit of fine tuning, go over the details again. One of the things I see a lot of the people that I work with doing is biting off more than they can chew. It's taking on a lot, you know, is having these goals, these intentions, and really wanting these things to happen really quickly. For example, renewing a yoga practice, having the intention of going, I'm going to do my yoga practice 5 days a week, but then not hitting that mark because it's just a little bit too ambitious. So when we are looking at our life, when we're looking at the things we want to accomplish, who we want to step into, who we want to become, you know, sometimes taking these small, I like to say small micro line steps, which really is a word, a bit too wordy probably, but it's what are the small little tweaks I can do to take me to where I want to go and who I want to be? How can I not bite off more than I can chew? How can I take little nibbles of something as I move forward towards my dreams, trusting that divine timing will take me there when I'm supposed to get there? And just to wrap up here, in the concept of raising your vibes, I was reminded recently how we attract what it is we're putting out there. We attract matches to ourselves. So when we are attracting fabulous people and amazing situations and inspiring messages and songs and books and things of that nature, it's because we're putting out that vibe to the universe. We're saying, hey, universe, this is the level that I'm on. Bring me a match. And so if you find that, you know, maybe you're putting that out there, you're going, oh, I want this match, but you're not getting what it is that you were hoping for, how can you raise your vibes, raise your vibration through music, through dance, through meditation? I've been taking a lot of effort lately to really do more meditation, and I find that that's been really helpful. I just did one today with Radley Valentine, and it was about releasing anxiety and worry and just really handing that over that fear over to my spirit team and allowing them to come in and bathe me in a golden, beautiful white light to really nullify that, to really let it go. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. And I wanted to say thank you so much for being a listener and being on this journey with me. And if you haven't already, please can you leave me a review where you get your podcasts? Helps me to get found. You could also share it with your friends, your family. That would be just fantastic. Maybe choose an episode you think that they'll gravitate towards. As you know, I release full-length episodes on Thursdays and mini episodes throughout the week. I also want to encourage you that if you are wanting to grow in confidence, if you're wanting to step into the shoes of your future self, I would love, absolutely love for you to join me in the Master Your Mindset 21-Day Challenge towards a more confident you. And all the details can be found on my website at laurengraceinspirations.com. I will talk to you soon, and I'm sending you lots and lots and lots of love and good vibes. And remember, you're doing the best you can, you are enough, and you're never alone. Your team is here waiting for you to say, yo, jump on in, let's do this together. Love ya. Bye. Hi, thanks so much for listening to the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave us a review where you listen to your podcast and share it with your friends. Thank you. New episodes every Thursday.